Welcome to the Consciousness Anywhere and Everywhere podcast. I am Shannon O'Hara, and I invite you to a completely new world of possibilities.
Hello, Mr. Brendan.
Hello, Miss Shannon.
So what are we talking about today?
Well, what if we talk about being different and how, because you and I are so normal, you know, we could maybe inspire ourselves to be a little different.
So what do you mean by being different?
Well, for me as a kid, it's like growing up, I was like, I didn't know how to fit myself into anything. And I was like, I'm so different. How do I be normal? How do I be normal was pretty much my question for the first probably 15 years of my life, where I was looking at, okay, how do I be normal? How do I fit in?
Yeah.
How do I do this? But it wasn't, I didn't really have anyone there that went, it's okay to be different.
Or even acknowledged that you are different and that difference is a strength.
Yeah.
It's interesting, this being different, because one of the things, I think I can definitely relate to what you're saying, like, how do I fit in? That was really lorded over me in my universe too, like, but not in a really cognitive way. Like, I wouldn't say that I was ever really cognitive about trying to be normal or fit in, but it was like this ghost that was always haunting me, like, don't be too different, don't be too weird, you got to fit in.
Well, Well, when you were, though, like, you would notice the times when you were. It's like, for me, I'd notice the times when I was, like, you'd do something that, like, you wouldn't judge yourself or you wouldn't judge anything. One of the biggest things for me was I didn't know how to judge anything as a kid. And it's like, and I'd be like, everybody's going, this is right, this is wrong, this is how you do things. And I'm like, what do you mean? I don't understand this. And I think that's the thing where we take ourselves out of difference, is when we try and understand something.
Wow.
We go, how do I understand this world? So therefore I have to become a part of it in order to figure out how to deal with it, rather than how do I understand my world?
That opens up so many different doorways of questions.
I know you and I are terrible when we do podcasts.
Well, because that just pinged me out to, like, okay, so if, like, how much energy is going towards understanding why people do and why yourself does and what's the right way to accomplish this, rather than accessing the difference that you have available to you that might be an asset or an advantage?
Yeah, I would pretty much say 99.9% of everybody's energy is going towards that. One of the things that we talk about is that 99.9999 trillion% of everything going on in your world is not yours, but it's the same with that. When you're trying to understand something, you're trying to figure out how you fit in it, rather than, okay, where do I fit in my world?
This conversation is actually really inspiring me, because I'm realizing, even with some things I had come up today, or one specific thing that I had a big frustration with my business and how a couple of things were happening. Like, I got frustrated because I didn't know why people were handling something in this certain way. It's been this, like, repeated way of handling things that doesn't actually work. Well, I don't know how, it might be working, but I can't say see that it's creating much ease. But I'm realizing that what I could look at is how there's four of us in this dynamic and how we're all different, and what difference do I have available to me that might be able to outcreate this in ways that I can't even imagine right now.
Yeah. And that's such a good question, though. It's like, what difference do I have available to me? And I want to talk a little bit more about what you said before about, like, the effort, the force we put into like being normal. Like, for me, when I wake up in the morning, I know when I go down that rabbit hole of, okay, what do I need to do? Who am I? Like, how do I fit into everything and people's problems and doing all this, rather than, okay, who am I today and what adventures can I have? And it's like, and that, the difference in that for me is like this, there's such a peace to, when you look at, okay, so who am I? Not what do I have to do, not what have I decided I am, not what do I have to prove myself as, But who am I today? What am I going to create myself as?
Which is in and of itself very different to even ask.
Yeah. Yeah. Really different. Really, really different. And this is inspiring me too, because I'm starting to see a few different things for myself.
Well, and it's, I love that you chose this topic, and that I actually asked Brendan what he wanted to talk about, and you sat there and you actually thought about it for a minute. And I thought that was actually really cool. Like, you were like, yeah, let me look at this. And you came back with like, let's talk about being different. And I'm realizing in this conversation, thank you, by the way, for picking this topic, how liberating being different can be and how unpopular it is, but how much of an advantage it is. And I'm just looking at all of the places that people tend to look at, how do I handle life, money, relationship, bodies, et cetera. And we're constantly referencing how other people do it.
Yeah. And we're constantly looking at how we handle life.
Rather than
how do we enjoy it?
Which, you are so funny. How different is that? How do I enjoy my life? I think I'm going to write a note right now. Not how. Okay, well, so every time I go, how do I handle, I need to be asking, how do I enjoy
it? How do I enjoy it? But it's like,
that's so good.
It's like one of the biggest gifts for me is I get to hang around your father a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I get to be with him a lot. So it's like, I watch the way that he, and for anyone listening, that is Gary Douglas, the man. The man of difference. Talk about being different. Jesus. That boy has it. He will not be same ever. And it's like, and I really enjoy watching what he chooses and watching how he creates his life, because it's like, it's not based on how do I be the same as, how do I handle people, how do I handle anything. It's based on what do I know, what do I want to choose that's going to create something different. And it's not comfortable to be that different. I mean, I know for me, when I step into it and when I'm being it and I'm going, oh my God, I feel like the only person on the planet right now. But that doesn't have to be a wrongness either. That whole right and wrong thing is really a big part to being different.
So let's take a few steps back, because I really love where you're going, talking about how strange and uncomfortable it can feel to be different. And I think that that's a massive deterrent for a lot of people.
Well, let's do this.
Yeah.
So when did you decide you had to be right? And when did you decide you were wrong that keeps you choosing everything to get out of the wrongness of you based on how to get everything right?
And everything that that is and everything that brings up for everybody. Shall we destroy that create?
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, meons.
Is difference good or bad? And everything bad is when you guys destroy it and create it.
Yes. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and meons.
And is difference right or wrong? And everything bad is, shall we destroy it and create it all?
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and meons. I like that. And also, it's like, what have you decided being different is that it isn't?
Everything that that is, let's destroy and create it.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. What have you decided being different isn't that it is? everything that is.
Let's destroy and create.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
Wow, that one really worked on me. What have you decided being different
isn't that it is,
and everything good that is, let's destroy it and create it again.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pop, all nine, shorts, boys, meons.
Let's do that one more time. That one's really working on me.
I love you. What if you decided being different isn't that it is? Everything that is, times of God's own, we destroy it and create it. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pop, all nine, shorts, boys, meons. It's like, I tell this story in my classes, and I remember it vividly when I was a kid. I was 6 years old. I was in grade one at school, and I was sitting under this tree. I loved this tree. I used to sit under this tree when I was a kid, and I was sitting under this tree crying. And I remember thinking to myself, I don't remember a day when I didn't cry.
Wow.
Didn't remember one day in my whole life at six when I didn't cry. And I also remember going, okay, it's too hard. It's too hard to be this different. And okay, I remember the moment.
Wait a sec. Let's do that again. So okay. Everything that that is, it's too hard to be different. We say it three times.
Well, let's do this part first. So at what age did you decide that it was too hard to be different?
And everything that that is in any lifetime.
Aww.
Let's destroy and create.
All right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys and millions. And it's too hard to be different. It's too hard to be different. It's too hard to be different.
And all the shit you're implanting and explanting, creating that as anybody's realities. Let's destroy it and create it all.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, millions. And I went in that moment as a six-year-old kid. I went, you know what? This is too hard. I'm going to start trying to fit in.
Hmm.
And I did. I did for the next 26 years of my life. I went, okay, how do I figure this reality out?
And how
fit into it?
And how was your life after that 26 years?
Boring.
And how was your life after you
decided not to fit in anymore?
Yeah.
Well, let's just say I make a lot more money. I have a lot more fun. I have a lot more joy with everything. So it's really bad.
But same with me. The same story is true for me. When I wouldn't say that there was I don't recall a cognitive choice. Like you actually have that cognition of really getting at six, like it's too hard to be different. I don't really have I can't pinpoint a time when I went, no, I got to fit. It was more sort of like this mass laid over the majority of my, you know, life up until I actually went, wow. And if I'm going to choose consciousness, I'm not going to be able to fit in. And that was probably in like my late 20s. I was like, okay, so if I really commit to consciousness, I have no place to fit. I will not be normal. I will not be like other people. And I might even be all alone.
Hmm.
Which is what you said a few minutes ago, where when, you know, the days that you're like really getting, feeling the difference and being different, you feel like you're the only person on earth. Not because like it's all about you. You're the only one alive. It's more like,
Knows what you know.
Yeah, exactly. You're the only one who knows what you know, and there's not a lot of people willing to engage with you in that space and place. Yeah. And I've seen that stop so many people from accessing the difference that they have available to them.
Yeah, and I would totally agree with you on that. Stop so many people. It's like for me, I've kind of wanted, while not wanting to stop a lot of times where I've been like, oh, this is a little too uncomfortable. But I mean, one thing I know about myself is I'll never stop. But I get where people do it is like you go to this place of, I feel so different. I'm losing everything that I am right now. But it's not. That's the lie that we buy, that we're losing everything we are right now, rather than I'm gaining everything I can be right now. So everything that is, times of Godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it.
Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pop, pock, shorts, boys, and meons. And how blessed and gifted have we been through every choice and willingness to be the difference that we be?
Yeah.
I mean, I personally feel, and maybe you can speak to it yourself, but it's like every time that I've like committed to or chosen what's different about me, even if other people don't get it, and even if I'm uncomfortable, my God, the rewards, the like golden pathways that open up that like no one else can see.
Yeah.
Become
but
available.
Even that, it's like the blessed and gifted, like, but you are blessed. And you are the one who chose it. We both are. The blessed and gifted part is the choice that you're willing to make. And this is where, if you want to be different, if you want to be that difference that you are, you have to choose it.
Mm.
It's not a magic. If I had a magic wand that could do it, I would. I'd do it to everybody.
But right. Well, but this reality does not support difference. That's everything is about homogenization and fitting into the system. So and that's what Brendan's saying. It's like, if you're going to have that difference, you're going to have to choose it. Because trust me, no one's going to hand it to you. In fact, they're going to try and deter you from it.
I'm going to say it one more time. At what age did you give up on yourself with being different. Everything that is, times of Godzilla, we just join on credit.
Yeah. Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, millions. And it's like, but for most people, when you're asked, you'll get some spark in your head and you'll be like, oh my God, I can't believe that time I was made wrong for being kind to somebody. Or I remember that time when I was made wrong for being me. Or I remember that time I was made wrong for just being alive. And it's like from that point, when you get that point and you go, wow, that's when I started trying to make everything in my life right. Mm. That's the part you gave up on being different.
And so what Brendan is talking about is what's really dynamic about access, because you can hear how he says he's indicating, and you're explaining it perfectly, this point, this choice point. And that's what the process that we keep running, the access clearing statement, which is right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, poc. So poc stands for point of creation and pod is point of destruction. So we're literally going to the space and the place where you instituted this particular limitation, insanity, unconsciousness in your world, because we all choose what will be. And that's why access is such a superpower, because it has the capacity to unlock where you made something real and true, but it is you that has to choose it and unchoose it. So yeah, that's the point that Brendan's indicating, that's so dynamic.
And you are so brilliant the way you just described that, because it is. It's like if you went back in your life and went, wow, that was the one point, taking away that point, then what's your future going to be like if you didn't have that anymore?
You literally are changing the past. I mean, we talk about that time isn't valuable, but it is. We literally can destroy and uncreate decisions, conclusions, judgments that we came to in this lifetime, in the past, but even other lifetimes. And in so doing, you change the entire present and future possibility of consciousness.
Yeah.
How different is that?
Well, you know, one of the things I think is very funny with, like, it's like that whole rewriting the passing. It's like being here, and I'm here in Rome at the moment, and I've been dreaming more than I, and without making it significant, people, it's like I've been dreaming more than I ever dream. But it's like, but the way that time is not malleable, it's like, what if you could just change one point of view in your past and create a different future with it? I mean, we see our past as going, well, that I made a mistake, I was wrong, I did this, I did that, rather than going, okay, so I did that, what if I undid that, and what different choice do I have available? And it kind of creates a little bit of a different future.
And what difference can you be? Because what if you were so different that the things that limit other people literally had no impact on you, had no relevance in your world? And how much effort do you actually put into making sure that you are impacted by the same things that everyone else are impacted by, just so you fucking feel normal?
Yeah. But even in that, how much effort do you put in? It's like, how much effort do you put in to every thought, feeling, emotion that you have so that you can fit into this reality? And it's like, but even in that, like, there's this, when we talk about this reality, it's like, okay, what does that mean? Well, the laws of this reality are judgment. You have to be right or you have to be wrong. Okay, there's two choices with that. So you have to figure out, how do I be right? How do I not be wrong? Or how do I be wrong and how do I not be right? And also, everything else is, how do I see this world through the way that everybody else sees it, rather than how can I see this world through the way I can see it? Even in that question, if you went, okay, so I've been looking at, how do I see this world the way that everybody else sees it? This is how I'd be normal. What if you started asking, okay, how can I see this world through the way I see it?
And what would be possible and available to you if you were willing to be different in what you could be, what you could perceive, what you were aware of, what you could create, generate, ask for, and everything beyond and more than that.
Yeah.
And everything that doesn't allow each and every one of you to have access to more of that.
Yeah.
Even if you don't know what it's going to look like, especially if you don't know what it can be like.
Especially if you don't know what
it's going to look like. Right, wrong, and bad online. Yeah. Podpock shirts, boys and beyonds.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question about something you were just talking about?
You can ask me anything.
So you said, the question was, how much effort do you put in? And earlier in the conversation, you had actually, I had talked about trying to handle something. And you said, what about if you looked at, rather than handling, you looked at how can I enjoy this? Mm-hmm. And that was a big change for me. And so a question that came up for me when you were talking about like, how much energy do you put into all your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, fitting in, being normal. If they're not doing that, then what's available? If it's not about putting energy into thoughts, feelings, conclusions, judgments, what else is possible?
Yeah, well, good question. That's a really good question. But it's like, if you didn't have to put your energy into thoughts, feelings, and emotion, then what if you actually put your energy into choice?
And this is a very powerful intersection right there, where it's like you have to catch yourself. So what's required is you actually catch yourself. You have to pay attention to where you're putting your energy and attention.
I'm going to make it really easy for people. I'm going to make it really, 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 really easy. Okay. You have to force yourself into question.
You're cute calling that easy. Who exactly is that easy for? That being in question 24/7 and forcing yourself to be in question rather than conclusion is...
Well, it's not being in question 24/7, because most people don't know what that means. It's forcing yourself into asking questions so that you can become the question. Because most people go, well, being the question, everything, even my conclusions in life are a question. No, that's not, because that's not a question. It's every time you catch yourself going, this is how it is. This is what it needs to be. This is what's happening. This is what's, anytime you go to this is what's, you're not in question. So it's like one of the things that for me, it was 6 months ago, I was talking to your dad and I was struggling. Like, I was having one of those moments in my life where I was like, oh, I think I might have just gone a little bit further backwards than I think I can recover from. Mm-hmm. And he had a strong talk with me, which was a very forceful talk.
I have been a recipient of many of those as well.
And he said, you don't believe in access. And I went, what do you mean? You don't question. And I asked him some questions about it. Like, well, okay, so where am I doing that? Where am I choosing that? He said, you have to start forcing yourself into question. You're coming to conclusions. And I was like, holy shit, because it opened up everything in my life where I recognized that I was coming to conclusions and not questions. And with that, for me, what I realized was everything that was stopping in my life, everything that wasn't working in my life, everything that wasn't easy in my life, was everything I wasn't asking questions about. And I was like, wow. I mean, okay, I'm going to start asking questions, but I forced myself into it.
Yeah. I have also had to force myself many times to change stuff. Which is interesting because what's the difference between forcing yourself and effort?
Well, forcing yourself is a demand in your world that you're going to do it no matter what. Yeah. Effort is, how much work do I have to do to get to it?
Nice. I hope that awareness is heard, because that's such a golden key. Effort is the amount of work you put in. Force is the commitment to you that no matter what it takes, you're gonna have it, choose it, change it, create it. How does it get better than this?
Yeah. And thank you for this, because you've just made me realize a lot of things too with the whole thing of being different. So I'm grateful.
We did actually ping on some really cool ways to use the difference as a way of being. So it's like one of the ones I'm definitely going to use is like what difference. And I this is what's also interesting about difference. It's like, do you actually know that you're different?
I know when I'm different when I talk to anybody.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because I don't have that. I actually don't think I'm different, which I don't know if I'm missing something or if like, I'm stupid. But I know I am. Like, I know I'm different. I can see that I've created something different and I create in ways that are different than everybody else. That I get. But like, I think that like how I see the world and how I function is actually normal. So is that like...
Well, it's normal for you though.
Yeah.
But it's like one of the ways I see it is when I talk to people and I go, okay, so what would you do with this? Like, how would you handle this? What would you choose with this? And then when I hear what people say, I go, okay, would I choose that? No, never. I would never choose that.
That's super interesting, really, because that's like really shopping for your life. It's like listening to how other people would create things and being like, okay, so would I choose that? Would that work for me?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, for me, it's like even with growing up, it was watching what my mother and father chose and what other people chose. And it was like, okay, why would you choose that? And seeing the way that they chose things and everybody chose things was based on this whole idea of being right and wrong. Again, it's like, and I was always confused with why people chose the things they chose. So I was like, why would you choose that?
That's interesting. But and I then, wonder how much, well, I wonder how much of the confusion was actually because it was all a lie.
Yeah, exactly. But then when you go out of being different is when you go into figuring out how to not be confused.
Say that again.
When you go out of being different is when you go into trying to figure out how not to be confused. And it's like, so
okay,
when you...
Ask, so what do you mean going out of being different?
Well, if you don't want to be different, then you want to be try and figure out how to be normal. So in order to be normal, you have to figure out the reality that everything else functions from, which is pretty much, like I said, right and wrong.
Effort, right.
Effort. So you have to go out of being different in order to figure out...
Aha, I see what you mean. See, when you stop being different.
Yeah, when you stop being different. Pretty much when you feel a little like heavy in your world, you're not being different. Pretty much when you feel like a little like shitty, like a little depressed, like a little strange, you're not being different. Pretty much when you have all of that and you're willing to be different, you go, oh, wow, I'm aware. Okay, good.
And I know that I'm going to have I'm going to so enjoy this today because I'm going to go in the world and look at, and I'm actually going to ask, okay, so like,
me too.
What's different? And I'm realizing that I've had a resistance to acknowledging what is different about me. Cause again, it creates that sense of I'm the only one of my kind, which
you are.
It's true. We're all so different. We're literally the only one of our kind.
Yeah.
And so difference is the key, not the curse.
Oh, everything that is, times of Godzilla, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, meals. Difference is the key, not the curse.
How does it get better?
Mm-hmm. You've just given me another idea we need to do more podcasts together. What's our problem?
I would love to. And what's the difference that you be that you've never acknowledged, and how different and what difference is available to you that might make you uncomfortable in how great you can be?
Well, if you take the energy from this call, like just the sense of difference, and even live your life for 10 minutes, 10 minutes when you listen to this podcasts. It's like, take this energy and live your life for 10 minutes that way. And then see if that would be something that you'd be willing to create your life from, not what you've decided you are.
What could that create?
Yeah. And it's like, man, I wish I knew myself when I was like younger, when I came to way too many decisions about who I was that I wasn't.
And can you gift that energy to you then?
Yeah. Well, exactly what you talked about before with rewriting the past. Yes, you can.
So
that was fun. I liked it.
Thank you, Brendan. And thank you,
get to hear this on both of our podcasts.
Yeah. So this is going to be, we're doing a twofer. So if you're not Australian, a twofer is, two for the price of one. This is going to go on Consciousness Anywhere on my podcast and on Brendan's podcast.
And we're probably going to do a lot more because I like talking to you.
Well, I love having conversations that transform consciousness, mm-hmm. not come to the right answer about the solution that's going to solve all your problems in the right way.
Yeah.
That isn't actually effective. And if you have the courage to be the difference that you be, you will be gifting the world, not plugging the world with your difference. So I'm excited about the future.
Me too.
As different as it's going to have to be.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Shannon. You're wonderful.
Thank you for listening to this show. My target is to make consciousness easy to find and choose. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes and share this with somebody who you know who might be looking for more consciousness in their life. You can visit me on shannon-o'hara.com or talktotheentities.com. And to learn more about the amazing tools of Access Consciousness, you can visit accessconsciousness.com and be sure to subscribe to the podcast.